Welcome to the Fretboard Journal podcast, brought to you by the Fretboard Journal magazine. I'm your host, Jason Verlinde. I am the guy behind this crazy enterprise. And as always, that's the one and only John Rauhaus on the steel guitar. We have two episodes this week. I know the schedule's been a little wonky. I'm a little overextended. Today, though, I am going to tell you about the Fretboard Summit taking place starting August 25th in Chicago. Bear with me, even if you can't make it, by tuning into this, you get a little journey into my demented mind, which you might find amusing. And then later this week, we're going to have a great chat with Sean Watkins of Nickel Creek and Watkins Family Hour fame. Before we get to that, this podcast is proudly sponsored by our friends at Retrofret Vintage Guitars, one of the great vintage guitar stores in the world. Where else are you going to find a Gilchrist Model 5 mandolin next to something called an octaphone that was made by Regal? Go to retrofret.com and tell them the Fretboard Journal sent you. We are also brought to you by one of the great music instruction portals in the world, Peghead Nation. If you are into roots music, bluegrass, or jazz, they have you covered with some of the best online instructors I've ever seen. Use the discount code FRETBOARD when you check out, and you will get your first month free or $20 off any annual subscription. Last but not least, our friends at Calton Cases make some of the greatest, strongest flight cases imaginable. They are made down in Texas now, in Austin, by an incredible team, and I can't even guess how many times a great artist has walked through the Fretboard Journal's front doors and they were sporting a Calton case. Check out Calton if you have any instruments that you need to protect. Those are our sponsors. As always, if any brands out there want to be a part of this podcast and sponsor all that we do, reach out to me, jason@fretboardjournal.com. So I'm going a little insane. I don't know if you can hear it. We just signed off on the proofs for our 2022 Fretboard Summit program. The summit, like I said, is taking place August 25th to 27th in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk Music. They have two buildings, multiple stages, dozens of classrooms, and we are transforming the whole place into a Fretboard Journal fans paradise. We have so much programming planned that we have a little more room than we anticipated for people. So we are offering tickets at a great rate right now. I want to walk you through all the options. I know it's a little confusing. I also have some late breaking additions that are going to blow you away. So to start off, we have the Midwest's largest handmade, boutique, high-end, whatever you want to call it, guitar show taking place this weekend. We have over 50 exhibitors, including some pretty familiar names around these parts: Benedetto Guitars, Dick Boak, Megan Wells, Tyler Wells, Brian Gallup, Michael Bashkin, Sam Guidry, Ken Parker, Linda Manzer. I could go on and on. The entire list, though, is over at fretboardsummit.org, and I don't want to leave anyone out. 50 of the greatest luthiers alive today, though, are going to be at the Fretboard Summit showcasing their wares that you can buy. And if you want to jump on a plane or drive to Chicago for just $30, you can see all that they have for you. You can go either Friday, August 26th, or Saturday, August 27th. It's $30 each day, and you can spend the entire day looking at and buying some of the most magical handmade guitars being built today. We have acoustics and electrics. We also have folks from Iris Guitars, Collings Guitars, Steve McCreary, former podcast guest, the GM of Collings, is going to be making the trek to this. Richard Hoover of Santa Cruz Guitars will be there, plus folks from Martin, Rode Microphones, Reverb, and Yamaha. I talked about those new forthcoming Yamaha dreadnoughts on this podcast a couple months back. You can try them out at the Fretboard Summit. Again, it's just $30 for a day ticket to go to the guitar showcase. Now, moving up a notch, or maybe you're not into new guitars, for $100 a day, you can do all of that and immerse yourself in as many workshops, lectures, oral histories, and Fretboard Summit madness that you want. You will also be entered to win a Santa Cruz custom guitar of your dreams, up to $10,000 value. And you can sit down on everything from TJ Thompson's Secrets Your Luthier Wants You to Know Talk. Josh Scott from JHS Pedals is going to be talking about the history of Chicago's early pedal manufacturers. We got Sierra Hull teaching a workshop, Nathan Salzberg too, on and on. Again, the entire lineup's at fretboardsummit.org, but basically pick a day and you can't go wrong. On Friday, your All Access ticket gets you into a show featuring the Milk Carton Kids with Vikesh Kapoor opening, another former podcast guest, or you can walk across the street and see some incredible blues with Joe Felisco and Eric Noden. So on Saturday evening, your ticket gets you into our Molly Tuttle concert with Courtney Hartman opening, or you can head across the street and see some insane jazz, Bobby Broom's keyed up quartet, and organ trio madness with Freed Hawk and Tony Monaco. These are brought to you by our friends at Henriksen Amps, who are also going to be there the entire weekend. On Saturday, the Fretboard Journal's first ever game show, The Nickel Wound Chef, is taking place the morning of Saturday, August 27th. Guitar making is not typically a competitive endeavor, but I'm going to do my best to make it so for 2 hours. Creston Lee and Duncan Price are our competitors, both former podcast guests, incredible builders who you should be following as well. They are going to be going head-to-head and building a Stumac parts caster kit and then modifying it in an hour and presenting them to our all-star panel of judges, including the aforementioned Josh Scott and the incredibly talented Adam Miller and a couple of surprise judges. This is completely ridiculous. I think the staff at Old Town thinks I'm nuts. I know they think I'm nuts. But it's going to be a blast, and I'd love to see you there. Again, $100, and you can immerse yourself in all this guitar geekdom. On Friday and Saturday, the fun starts at 10 a.m. and pretty much goes until 10 p.m. So you can just live and breathe it. Last but not least, for the bigger ticket folks, we have a 3-day pass. It's $500 and it really helps underwrite this giant festivity. With that, you get all of the above. You get early access to the Luthery Showcase on Thursday, and you also get exclusive tickets to see Julian Lage perform for us solo on August 25th. This is going to be an electric performance. I'm sure he's going to be playing his callings. And Jordan Tice is opening. We also have an opening night reception. And our latest breaking news is that at that reception, we're going to have some pretty special guitars. Jerry Garcia's Peanut, Pretzel number 2, and Jerry Garcia's couch guitar, his Gilchrist L5 Archtop. All of those guitars, as well as a couple other things from the mind of Rick Turner. Rick Turner was obviously at our first two fretboard summits. He was an integral part. He is no longer with us and will be sorely missed at this one. So it's particularly cool that this sort of happened. I'm so glad that it was able to. That same day, we will have some ultra rare Chicago-made acoustics from the early 20th century for folks to check out. It's a true geek fest. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm going to include links to all of these ticket options in the show notes. We tried to make it as flexible for folks as possible because we know it's the weekend in the summer and not everyone can do all 3 days. But this is a party slash conference slash festival, whatever you want to call it, like no other. I owe the exhibitors and all of the luthiers coming to it big time for taking a chance on this event. And I encourage you all to come. You hear my voice every week. I'd love to hear yours for the first time. And I'd love to meet you. And even if you can only make it for a day, I'm pretty sure it's going to be an unforgettable day. Those are my updates. I got to get back to work. This is going to be an insane week as I lead up to it. As always, if you want to support the show, come to the summit. And if you can't come to the summit, get a subscription to our magazine in either PDF form or print edition. And if you want to help spread the word about the Fretboard Summit, share this podcast with your friends. Maybe you got friends in the Midwest who are into guitars as much as you are. I want this event to flourish so we can do it annually, but I know we'll never really be able to repeat this one. So again, fretboardsummit.org is how you can read up on this event and get tickets to any of the things I talked about. But again, I hope to see y'all there. It's going to be a wild time. And stay tuned. Later this week, I'll be posting my interview with Sean Watkins of Nickel Creek. As always, everybody, thank you for tuning in. I couldn't do this show without you. Until next time.